We made our way up the path to the grand villa before us. The patchwork of stones beneath our feet had been worn to a shiny, flat surface over the centuries, making me wonder about the warriors who had trod this path before us.
"Some place Nico's got here, eh?"
Bennett said under his breath, though there was no one nearby to overhear. Built in the 14th century and renovated countless times since, this former fortress was now home to one of Bennett's oldest friends, Nico Pezzati. Smaller than Marshfield Manor, though not by much, it sprawled atop this hillside like a cat sunning itself on the back of a lush outdoor sofa. My pale pink blouse, the one a saleswoman claimed would breathe, but rather saw fit to absorb moisture from the air and deliver it directly to my skin, clung for dear life against the front of my chest and between my shoulder blades. As Bennett and I took the uneven stone stairs up to the home's front doors, sweat rivulets raced down to pool at my waist. Another 2 minutes out here, and I'd be drenched in my own perspiration. What a lovely way to meet Bennett's old school chum. To my great relief, the moment we reached the top step, thick mahogany doors swung wide, and a delicious rush of cold air swirled around us. A young man in a crisp white shirt greeted us in enthusiastic Italian.
"Benvenuto, signore e signorina."
He flashed a smile that contrasted against his rich bronze complexion and switched to English.
"Signor Pezzati anticipates eagerly your arrival."
"Thank you," I said as I stepped deeper into the oasis of cool. "We are very happy to have been invited." I gestured toward the car, but before I could voice my question, the young man answered me.
"Your belongings will be sent upstairs ahead of you."
"Thank you," I said again. "And you are?" The young man pressed his fingers against his chest.
"I am Marco," he said with a rousing, rumbling R.
Sweeping his hand in front of us, he stepped backward, allowing us to pass.
"Prego, please enter."
As we'd driven up, I'd been struck by the villa's austere appearance, tabby cat-colored bricks stretching outward and upward in bland, undulating monochrome. No doubt the structure had served well in its fortress days, but I'd had my doubts about how it would fare in its contemporary role as a Tuscan home for an elderly billionaire. The moment I stepped inside the soaring foyer, however, I sucked in a breath of surprise. Yellow reflective walls, set ablaze by the sun streaming in from high skylights, made me believe the room was lined in gold. "Oh," I said. Words escaped me, and I realized by Marco's smile that he was used to such a reaction. The floor, made of cobalt blue tile, glimmered cool like a river. Marco urged us to follow it, and him, through a narrow walkway that led deeper into the home.
"Signor Pezzati wishes to visit with you on the terrazzo," Marco said as we traversed a shadowed room where draperies were shut against the day's relentless sunshine.
The room featured painted wooden ceilings, thick green wall hangings, and a coat of arms displayed proudly above a fireplace that was almost as large as my entire kitchen. I knew Bennett to be an avid collector of antiques and priceless artwork, but what I could see in this room alone made me curious about how the Marshfield stash would stack up against Nico Pezzati's. Decorated to within an inch of its life, there was almost nowhere in this room for my eyes to rest as I took in the walls, the furniture, and the knickknacks. Every horizontal space was crowded with pieces, some of which, even from this distance, I recognized as extremely rare. Bennett maintained small talk with Marco as we made our way toward the terrazzo.
"How long have you worked with Nico?"
he asked.
"I am here for 1 year," he said. "Signor Pezzati has been diligent in his teaching of me, and I have learned much of your language. You do not find I am difficult to comprehend?"
"Not at all,"
Bennett assured him. Marco flashed a glance over his shoulder, silently seeking my opinion. I smiled at his eagerness to impress us.
"You are far, far ahead of where I would be after only 1 year of Italian," I said. "You've made remarkable